Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this Aussie man dies while waiting 2 years for public housing. Meanwhile, his tax dollars when he was younger went to migrants and refugees, who were bumped to the top of the list. And the West wonders why people are leaving to live in other countries. And you just know that all the creepy men out there are going to be happy because she's probably single now. His daughter revealed that he was found without vital signs in a homeless campsite. Up next, this guy scammed the scammers. He turned his phone number into a premium line that charged by the minute. He turned spam calls and harassment into passive income. The only two countries that you can actually set this up in are India and the UK, but only with a new line and not an existing one. For a moment there, I thought this guy found one of those fabulous infinite money glitches. If this was true, then Indian scammers would do whatever they could to get people in the West to call them. Number 3, recently silver hit $100 and I haven't added to my stack in 5 to 10 years now. I had no idea how much I even had. I checked it and it's 200 ounces, and it's an insurance policy that I never plan on selling. I'm just debating if it's a good idea to keep it in a safety deposit box or not. I'm sure some women out there listening thinking the 20 grand in silver is a lot. I'd buy more, but it's kind of heavy and takes up a lot of space compared to gold. I don't know if we're about to have a currency crisis or if the prices will crash. It's an insurance policy and that's it. Here's what this graphic is really going to look like. Moving on, the European army is taking shape. Great, but where are the Muslim soldiers and the women? Where's my diversity? You never see enrichment when you need something done properly. Then it's white males doing it for some reason. I used to think that female soldiers would sit safely in bunkers operating drones. But armies have figured out that they can't even do that effectively and that men are better drone operators. Besides, they also need to be close to the front. Number 5, how is this even possible? This 55-year-old woman became a saucy model after she lost her job at 55 and became a top 1% model on OnlyFans. At the age of 72. What types of simps are paying to watch this? I'd pay not to have to watch her. Apparently the average subscriber on OF is age 29. And as we all know, many Indians have wild taste these days. Then again, for all we know, this could be the most attractive English woman out there. Up next here, Canadian Liberal troops getting ready to battle Trump. The tampons are a really nice touch, and that rose ring doesn't look all that standard issue to me. But I think this is harsh because all the guys I've known in the Canadian Forces were intelligent and strong. They could fire and load a rifle while wearing simple mitts. When asked them why they didn't have gloves or mitts with covers, they said it was just one more thing that could break down. Number 7, why are all these health ministers so flipping fat? Except for RFK. If you want that position, then shouldn't you practice what you preach? And yet they claim that RFK is the least qualified here. My diet pretty much looks like this, minus the dairy, red meats, peppers, and tomatoes. What's missing here are pumpkin and sunflower seeds, as well as walnuts and bok choy. Get that spinach out of your diet unless you want kidney stones. Don't ask me how I know. Moving on, aren't you glad you grew up in the 80s and 90s because you did dumb shit and there's no record of it? I think today's kids know if they actually do something stupid, it'll be put on camera and filmed. The one time I did embarrass myself horribly on stage, the guy running the Super VHS camera messed up, and so it was never recorded. A bunch of us had pictures of our embarrassing things in the past, but luckily we were able to burn them. Number 9, women over 40 are having more babies than teen moms for the first time in history. And it's only going to get worse with surrogacy and embryo freezing. Women will start having kids in their 50s and 60s. Yes, because a 70-year-old single mother with a 15-year-old will turn out really well. Women the age of grandmothers will soon be first-time mothers. Here comes down with the syndrome, and they'll be just as cute as sloth. Up next, here's the look this Latina gives to white boys when she wonders if they want her or if they want her out of the country. Probably both. He wants you, lady, but if he can't get you, he'll be happy to deport you. I don't think most of us have any problems with illegals that look like this. It's the low IQ Somali refugee pirates that we have issues with. No one in their right mind wants hot chicks deported except for fat, ugly feminists. Number 11, here are the two sides of Mumbai, India. The dream is to escape India or build a clean gated community within it. This photo illustrates capitalism and wealth inequality perfectly in that country. The real tragedy with all this is that with proper planning, it could have looked like this. But you just know that those green areas are going to be filled with trash in only a matter of hours. Apparently the government is providing free housing for people in the slums. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Moving on, if there was ever a reason to have Black Lives Matter riots, then this would be it. This Virginia nurse was arrested for breaking the bones of black newborns. She was released on a 25 grand bond. Maybe it would have been safer for her to stay in jail. She was supposed to have a trial but instead reached a plea bargain deal and will probably be sentenced to less time than if she went to trial. As far as I'm concerned, this is death penalty material. Number 13, a passenger train in Canada derailed after hitting two trucks. The drivers parked them on tracks thinking that there was a parking lot and then went to sleep. Then the accident happened. Don't you just wonder where those drivers are from? And the media won't tell us. I don't have to wonder, I'm here to give them their golden flip-flop award to boot. We all know who was driving the truck, but we can't say it because that would be racist, of course. Up next, a new Florida governor candidate wants to create a sin tax and tax OF models 50%. Actually, the ones making millions are probably already paying close to that in taxes. While this is funny, I still believe that taxation is theft, especially when the money is wasted on dumb things like bringing more migrants in. I would be far more inclined to tax the simps that pay for their content. Number 15, remember guys that you aren't ugly. You're just poor. Imagine if we banned fake up and plastic surgery as well as teeth enhancements. We've had braces and hair implants for many, many decades now. As a kid, I remember almost every single child having their teeth and braces to straighten them out. Musk was never really poor though because his family owned an emerald mine. Besides, both Tom and Elon are public figures, and I see nothing wrong with them trying to sell themselves by looking better. Moving on, this guy says that the Ishtar Gate belongs in Iraq. Yes, because if it were in Iraq, it would have been destroyed by ISIS by now. It's safer in Germany, and it was also excavated by a German. It's sad when foreigners value your history more than you do, and when Islam's goal is to destroy history because it can't compete with it culturally. I have a better idea. He should be holding up a sign saying that he belongs in Iraq, and we can oblige him and deport him there free of charge. Number 17, is this woman too thick for you or is she just right? She works for me. Her body at least. And she's fat in all the right places. And she even has visible abs for some reason. Plus, what's the name of this woman because I'm asking for a friend? Seriously, a friend. Because I don't like her face. Unless, of course, she puts a bang over her head. I get the impressions that she's had some fillers or plastic surgery done. Up next, this is exactly what I think of AI. It gives you the wrong information and it might be dangerous for your health. A few days ago, I was looking up some Star Trek actors and I asked for Michael Dorn, who played Worf in Star Trek The Next Generation. Whatever AI I was using mentioned that he was deceased. Where did they get such incorrect information? It's not very smart. It just crawls through what other people say and parrots everything back at you. Number 19, you're old like me if you remember cars having those tiny little wing windows that you can open up in the front or the back seats. Cars had those up until the early 80s. They had them so you can open up the windows so you can actually breathe from all the cigarette smoke. Cars also came standard with ashtrays, and when you went into buildings, they were ashtrays next to the elevators. Hell, you're old if you remember having to roll down the window by hand. Moving on, would you watch this if these two guys were Wario and Waluigi, and they could fight against Mario played by Pedro Pascal, of course? But I have no idea who live-action Luigi would be. Whatever they do, they should make it for adults with adult humor. I doubt that kids play Super Mario anymore. Nintendo is more nostalgia these days than anything else. Number 21, 40% of Canada's real estate funds have blocked withdrawals from clients because they're trying to keep the market from crashing. I worked for a financial company back during the 08-09 crisis, and they had a real estate fund that was paying out 10% a year, and they ended up freezing withdrawals, and I pulled out my clients' money before that happened. I ended up getting insider information. The current situation reminds me of that of the subprime crisis of 2008. Up next, 4,000 restaurants are going to close in Canada this year, and one that I used to take women on first dates is closed at Yorkdale Mall. You know that things are bad when you can't afford to pay the rent in a basement and make a profit. You also know that things are bad when the East End IKEA store is also closing, as well as the Whole Foods at Yonge and Sheppard, which is the busiest street in the city. Canada lost all of its Hudson Bay and Saks Fifth Avenue stores last year too. The only department store we have left these days seems to be Walmart's. Number 23, China has been urging Canada to break free from U.S. influence. Canada signed a trade deal, and it'll be getting imported Chinese vehicles now. Maybe Canada should allow the Chinese to open military bases in the far Canadian north. If that were to happen, then America would definitely annex Kazakhstan. that's probably the best outcome. To be honest, I'd rather Canada be the 51st state than the 39th province of China. Moving on, before social media, this is how people used to unfollow others. Whoever did this is an amateur, because they should have just cut the guy on the left completely out of the picture, and not just his face. And you know that a woman did this because I can almost feel the rage in the way that she cut that face out. Also, before cell phones, this is how we used to block people on our phones from calling. They would usually get angry and call the local pizza company then, and have an extra large party-sized pizza sent to your house. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Star Trek from 1966 to 2026? It's a good thing we see that they're still including places where no man has gone before, in that individual on the right. Actually, it's probably where no ma'am has gone before instead. Also, you might have heard about the episode called The Trouble with Tribbles, but now they're going to be making an episode called The Trouble with Liberals. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.